What's up, Keenan? How are you doing, man?
How, dude, say, nothing, how man. We got some basketball to talk about today.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. How was your weekend, though? Good?
It was great, man. Yeah. I'm trying to think what I did. Didn't do much. I just mostly gamed. I went to my buddy's engagement party.
Ooh, what'd you game on?
I play the show, man.
Okay.
MLB the show. All right. I'm obsessed with it. I play it all the time. If I'm not working or writing. PS4. I got a PS4 for free like last year, and I've just been playing that. It's fun. Hey,
PS4 is still a viable console, man. So
the graphics look good on the TV I have too. Like it really looks like a baseball game. It's pretty cool.
So with TVs, like when you're playing on, you know, consoles or whatnot, like usually, I was always trying to get like the 4K television.
Yeah,
27 inch monitor. That's all you need for gaming.
Yeah,
Frames win games.
Yeah, are you a PC gamer?
Yeah, I got a console, but I also got a PC. I'm mainly a PC gamer. So
okay, cool. Yeah,
you unlock everything with a PC. You know what I mean? Like you put mods on there, you can do whatever you want to a game. You don't get capped out at a certain resolution or a certain frame rate. You can. I don't know. As long as you have a beefy enough computer to withstand and you know, upload mods and whatnot, it does. It makes gaming so much better. It gives you the ability to play what the devs wanted you to play.
That's how I see it. Yeah. Well, what's cool about it too is like the graphics cards just keep getting better and better.
Yeah. But I mean, that what also sucks is you got to keep, you know, shipping out. What, $1,500 each time, you know, a good graphics card comes out. PS5, yeah. Shout out to CB there. That's what they got. So and you can probably get, like, say the 4000 series are out right now, right? But, and I have a 3080. I can get along. I could probably wait for another year and a half until, like, they get into, like, the 5000 series until I should upgrade or whatnot. But, hell, when the 5000 comes out, it's probably going to be, like, $2,000 and shit. Just for that graphics card. Oh, and that's shit, which yeah. makes sense. That's the most expensive part of the PC, man. Enough talking about Geek Central. But hey, man, if you guys are into PCs and you need something fixed, man, check out Altex. That's where I go. It's one of the stores that I use for, you know, all my PC gear and stuff like that if I'm not ordering online. They're a friendly local brand here that I use. And make sure you check them out, man. Friendly, free shout out there to Altex. But yeah, my guy, let's talk. Let's get in your wheelhouse, dude. Let's do a little bit of NBA. We got the. I mean, you kind of called it. We already knew that it was going to happen there with the 4-5. We got Dallas, you know, in a nice little matchup with the LA Clippers. We can preview that. But let's go. I mean, well, I guess we can go down the East first and then go down the West. But yeah, a lot of basketball to cover today, my guy.
Yeah, and UT. Landed three transfers.
Oh, yeah. How about that? Some big news spots with UT basketball as well, man. So I guess we'll give the amateurs leeway first. We'll acquiesce to them and talk about them first. It is a Texas show in the first place. But yeah, everybody, welcome to the show. We haven't done our introductions yet. We kind of got into my fat ass falling all over the damn pickleball court. And by the way, we do have a revelation. I didn't realize how big I was until I was moving around out there. I don't move like I used to move, and things just feel a lot heavier. You know what I mean? They feel a lot heavier, and it is time to lose about 30 pounds, my dudes. So you guys are going to have to hold me accountable. I got to get off the soda. No more free calories, dude. We're not drinking any calories, man. That's it.
I'm pretty sure soda is like the main cause of obesity in America.
It has to be.
Just like
not only are you having to drink your calories, you're also getting, you know, a kidney stone in a cup. You know what I mean? Like
I drink like half a soda, but maybe. I don't even finish it. It's too much. It's too sweet, too much sugar.
But do you even do the diet? We got olive.
No, I do sparkling water.
Olipop, man.
I'm a sparkling water guy. Oh, Lollipop actually is really good. It's like that's like the healthy soda, right?
Yeah,
like
a probiotic. Soda that's good for you.
That's pretty good. That one's not too sweet. Oh, they're literally a sponsor, aren't they? Well, yeah, good thing I like it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got playing games first that we need to talk about, of course. But yeah, we'll get into UT basketball and then we'll get into the NBA, my guy.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So, let's break it down. Go ahead and lead way with it.
Yeah. So, three big transfers committed to UT basketball. Rodney Terry yesterday. Two dudes from Indiana State. Julian Kent and Larry Kent and Julian. Oh my God, I just forgot their names. But the main one is Tramone Mark from Arkansas. That is the huge pickup because that dude was Arkansas's leading scorer last year. It's a wing scorer. And that's a thing that they've needed because last year they didn't really have any scoring off the wing. And now they have a guy that led Arkansas in scoring last year. Now, Arkansas was a dumpster fire. Don't get me wrong. They were really bad. But the fact that they have a guy that can start at the three spot, that can shoot, that can be your guy, you know. I don't know if he's a one, like your number one guy, but he's at least going to be in the conversation for it if it's not Trey, who's the freshman.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would think that Trey Johnson's probably going to be the one or the primary
piece
of the puzzle next probably. Year. But I mean, yeah, this is a really good sport piece or a really good Robin to Trey's Batman.
Huge, huge pickup. What I like about the Indiana State guys, too, is that they're more than just depth. When I say depth pieces, I don't want to sound like I'm saying they're not important, like they're bench pieces. But bench pieces are really important, especially in the tournament.
Did anybody really watch the NIT, though? If you did, then you know what Keenan's talking about.
Those guys were good. Those guys were good.
Yeah, Indiana State can play. They can hoop, man.
Yeah, for real. And, they didn't make the tournament, but, they probably should have, you know. They got kind of screwed, I think. They let Virginia in over them. But either way, yeah, I know the Arkansas fan base is very upset about this. They were really complaining a lot on Twitter yesterday when Tramone Mark committed to Texas. They don't like Texas.
Well, I'm sure they don't want to see one of their best players, you know, or whoever was carrying the damn team in scoring actually, you know, leave exit stage right and then come to now it's going to be. Is Arkansas in our pod? Arkansas's not in our pod, are they?
I think they're the fourth team in our pod, yeah.
That's going to even make matters even worse there, Keenan. Not only are you coming to the SEC or a team in the SEC, but you also just gave away to a team that's also in your pod in the SEC. That's even worse.
I'm also just not as scared of Arkansas with Calipari as, a lot of people seem to be.
Is that why he dipped out?
Well, he went for Musselman and he just left because when Musselman left for USC, everybody transferred and Calipari's bringing in an entire new roster basically. But
all freshmen. It'll all be freshmen. You know what I mean?
Calipari doesn't work.
I know.
It doesn't work. We see it 5 years in a row now, especially this era now with the transfer portal, right? Where you got a bunch of 24-year-old dudes hooping. It's like COVID year. Transfer portal. It's no wonder Oakland beat Kentucky.
Take advantage of that. Take advantage of the veteran mentorship.
They're adults. And Rob Dillingham's 18. You know what I mean? It's of course they lost. You know, it wasn't surprising to me when they lost in the first round because you just look at the age groups on those rosters and teams full of freshmen almost never win at all. There are exceptions, obviously. There's Anthony Davis, but Anthony Davis is the second best freshman of all time. Maybe third best, if not first best. And, you know, it's just, it's college basketball, man. You have to adapt and you have to go after guys that you have to get overlapping skill sets. You have to have guys that are depth pieces, even if they don't want to be. Cruel business.
Who is the best freshman of all time?
I'd say there's three.
I'm trying to pick between
three of them. Carmelo, Kevin Durant, and Anthony Davis, I think, are your best three ever.
I was going to have KD in there, but I thought I was too home biased or whatnot, especially, you know, since the dude had played his home ball up in Maryland or whatnot. Does Kyrie Irving get mentioned in this?
You know, I would, but he only played 8 games his freshman year because he got hurt. He was injured.
The body of work in those 8 games, though.
He was frying dudes. Cooking dudes. Yeah, no, it was really.
I mean,
really,
and I only say it because I still love Maryland basketball, and I remember Kyrie Irving slicing up the Terps.
Oh, my God.
Turtle suit, dude. It was turtle suit.
He's 30 whatever now, and he's still doing that in the NBA.
Do you remember that clip when he was playing with Team USA and he was going up against Kobe? I remember Kobe from the clip, but there was like, Dwight Howard was trying to, you know, stop him as well. Mm-hmm. Like he had four of them around him, and he just carved them up and flew through them like water. I mean, it was just most effortlessly, dude, and gets to the cup and scores. I mean, that was like primetime Kyrie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, he's like the best ball handler ever. It's him and Allen Iverson.
Easily. That's a really, I mean, I don't know. You just intrigued me. I know we got a little bit off track there, but I mean, when you bring up the best freshman of all time, it's hard for me to pinpoint the best freshman of all time.
I think it's between those three. Honorable mention, Michael Beasley. Mm. That guy was... People forget about him because he didn't have a huge NBA career because he got caught smoking weed. But that was an old era. But, you know, he was one of those dominant scorers I've ever seen as a freshman. He averaged 26 points per game as a freshman at Kansas State. And he had like three or four games where he put up over 40 points. Just a monster, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
That's probably the Derrick Rose draft.
All right, let's get into the NBA. We've already kind of just, you know, led with it. We talked about Kyrie. Let's kind of get into it since they are the home team for yourself. Mavericks and Clippers. Let's break this series down. Well, shit, I mean, first off, we're getting a little bit of ahead of ourselves. We do got the play-ins to talk about. You want to get it? Let's get them done first. So, Lakers and Pelicans, that's tonight. And I think we also got the Warriors and Kings. What do you got? Who you like here from the West?
Man, both of those matchups are really interesting, actually, because all four of those teams are pretty good. That's what's so stupid about this seeding situation in the NBA. Like, I don't know why they don't just open it up and do 1-16 instead of 8-8 on each side. Because it just...
Are you like the best 16 play? The best 16?
Yes. I'm
so with that, dude.
It sucks, man. Like, of course... The Nuggets are going to sweep.
How long has the bias been, or how long has the strength, in your opinion, how long has the strength been in the West?
Oh, it's insanely better.
What, almost two
20 years, almost, yeah.
Granted, there's been teams that have won, you know.
Sure, yeah, but I'd say like what?
But the most dominant teams are from the West.
Yeah, I'd say like probably like 70% of the recent champs are from the West.
Yeah, I don't have that stat line.
I don't have it either, but that would be my guess.
I think I'm on your side to agree with you there. 100%.
Yeah. Well, it's like especially with now where it's this new era where like you have to, first of all, the thing that annoys me is that I think they could fix a lot of the NBA's problems if they went with a hard cap, and they don't. And so, like, there's all these weird rules about, like, tax aprons and bird rights. And it's, like, it's very complex. And I just think it would really create a more competitive league if you couldn't build super teams as easily.
The max deals, too. Like, that's just, it's, well, like, how are only, you know, a few people qualify for max deals and max contracts and others don't? Like,
the whole NBA financial system is really weird. But, you know, at least they have some kind of something intact. Like, I love baseball, but, like, I just don't like that you can just be the Dodgers.
Get F you money, man. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, for real.
If you can buy it, baby. If you can buy it, get it on your team.
If you can buy it, they will come.
Apparently.
Yeah, so Pelicans are interesting because Zion is back and he's playing like the dude we all thought he was going to be. I mean,
how long can this hold up though until he breaks again?
I don't know, because it's like it's all about him, man. It's about his nutrition and how much he cares. Because here's the problem. He moved to New Orleans, okay? What has better food and booze than New Orleans? Is there a place in the world that has better food or booze than New Orleans? I don't think so. So, of course, he gained a bunch of weight. Now, that's not an excuse, but It does make sense because New Orleans rocks, and like it would ruin my life if I lived there. I'd be like 900 pounds, be an alcoholic, it'd be a disaster.
Yeah, it's I'm a fan of their food. I'm a fan of their cuisine. And I'm not really, it's funny too, because I'm not really into the whole French vibe type of deal, but
yeah,
for some reason, man,
it's charming.
Beignets, let me get into little Cocho here. They give me a couple beignets there.
What is he doing now?
I have no clue. I mean, I'm surprised that people can understand what the hell he's saying.
So. Just sitting at home counting his stacks of money from LSU.
That's it. Just hiding, getting all the stuff that he had from his pillowcases and stuff, and then going down there to the local beignet store and getting some.
It's pretty awesome that he like basically wasn't a good coach and like just still had the greatest team of all time. Like literally, 2019 LSU, man, that offense.
I'll say they're up there. That's probably one of the best offense I've seen, and we kind of talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about it last time. I forgot.
They're the second best team I think I've seen in college football, right? Like behind the 01 Miami team.
Those receivers.
Maybe arguably the best offense.
Yeah.
LSU probably arguably the best offense. But yeah, dude, what was I going to say? Have you ever seen the exchange between Coach O and Kim Mulkey when Kim Mulkey first gets to LSU?
I can't even imagine. Please tell me.
We got to pull it up, but it's like okay. This little itty bitty thing coming up against, you know, Big Mountain of the Man there. And she walks up and says, hey, you know, how you doing, Coach? Whatever. And then all of a sudden he just towers her. And all you can hear is, I'm a big fan. You know what I mean? That's it. Like that. It's
so funny. It sounds like the Cookie Monster.
Yeah, that's basically that's what it is. And then all you can make out is just big fan. But yeah, dude, it's and then just the you don't really see too much, not too often is Kim Mulkey taken back or looks like she just is struggling to say something. But yeah. You see this look that comes over Kim Mulkey like, holy fuck, what do I do? Get me out of here.
She just constantly looks annoyed to me. Kim Mulkey does. Yeah. She just constantly looks like, I don't want to be here. I need to speak to your manager, that kind of shit, you know?
Or give me a Marlboro menthol Cadillac or
one. Maybe, yeah. I think she's more of a complains to management type of person, but maybe you're right.
Strikes me as that. All right, Lakers and Pelicans, you mentioned it, man. Zion's back, you know, looking like the dude of that we thought he was going to be. But if LeBron has anything to say with it, the Lakers should be able to get through the Pelicans. And, you know, Anthony Davis is probably maybe one of the best seasons Anthony Davis has had in a long time.
Yeah, he played 76 games.
Right. Yeah. He's shown that he's been durable enough. But, you know, if that can hold up within the playoffs, then the Lakers show, man, they could actually get pretty damn deep. I don't have them going to the conference finals or anything like that. But, you know, they could get out of the first round. Not only do they get in, they also could get out of the first round.
The problem with the Lakers, man, is they don't have a lot of depth as far as like their starting five is pretty good. AD and Reeves and LeBron and them. But yeah,
what do they play, like seven people?
They play eight, but like eight deep. But like, I don't know, man. They get beat. Their second units get beat a lot. And like, if you look at the Pelicans, there's some mismatches there. You know, who's going to – I guess you could put LeBron on Brandon Ingram, but like they don't have anybody that can stop Zion.
Who's going to stop Zion, though? I was going
to – Even Anthony Davis is like not really built to stop Zion.
Yeah, I mean, Zion's way too fast. Like, way too fast.
He's explosive.
He still got the second jump ability, right? Where he, you know, he comes down and then explodes right off.
Yeah,
and
double jump. Able
to jump out of the damn gym, so.
It's unreal what he can do off the second bounce. Like, just the ability that it gives you in rebounding, in catching lobs. Like, he's just such a threat. In the paint, regardless of if he has the ball in his hands or not, you know?
No, I'm with you there, man. Okay, so out of the two teams that have a chance to come out of this, you'd like to whoever's in the seven, you're kind of doomed, right? Like, you almost have a better chance to play the eight than you – if you are the eight, you almost have a better chance of surviving the first round by playing Oklahoma City, right? You'd like to think.
Denver.
Yeah, I mean, you like the thing.
Yeah,
like, I know I'm giving a lot of roses to Denver, but I mean, they're the defending champs. They play excellent defense, and they're so deep too. You talked about, you know, the lack of depth that the Lakers have. You know, caveat to that, you know, you got Denver that's out there that's so damn deep, right? And then, like, I'm not trying to take anything away from, you know, the Thunder, man. They got probably one of the best players in the league. One hell of a two-man game between he and Chet Holmgren, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
and J-Dub.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. Like Oklahoma can play. They don't just have two players, dude. Like, they got some cats too, man. But all that being said, I would rather play Oklahoma, especially if you're the Lakers, it's a better matchup. I would rather play the Oklahoma than I would have to go up or going up against Denver, man, where Denver's just, you know, feels like you're loaded with stalwarts on the front five, and then you got some dudes that can come off the bench and fill the bucket up too.
Yeah, I think we're headed for a Denver Celtics finals, to be honest.
It's just inevitable.
I think this is the thing about the NBA is like, it's really the only sport where every single year the best team wins it every year. You can't win the NBA title if you're not the best team. I just don't think, or maybe because you have to get there. You're at least the second best team if you're going to win it. It's not like college football used to be, or you just like randomly end up in a bowl and you upset somebody, you know? It's like you have to beat a team four times. And if you are not better than a team, you're not going to beat them four times out of seven.
Right. That's probably, the NBA is all about the stars. I've always said that. And if you are in a best of seven series or a best of, you know, a race to four, it's not a race to four, it's a best of seven. If you are in a best of seven series, the stars will prevail and you'll see the best team. Like, it's just, you will not have any, unless the refs interfere, unless you got Donaghy out there, you will have the absolute best team. They will prevail and come out of that series. I mean, you could say that with baseball, but, you know, there's so many anomalies that happen with baseball. Like, exactly. You know what you're seeing with basketball. It really is all about the stars.
And, like, even with football, you play one game, you can upset somebody in one game. Hard to upset somebody four times out of seven.
So do you think there should be at least a three-game series, the best of three-game series in a football
contest? No.
That would take up way too much.
Okay. It would take up too much time. B, it's too dangerous.
Right.
Yeah. You can't do series in football, I don't think. I think you got to play one game a week, and that's it. But
are you old enough to remember the time where it felt like the Oakland Raiders and Kansas City Chiefs were having a series? They played each other. I think it might have been like 1994. Or 96?
I'm
30. No, you weren't alive.
I mean, I was alive.
You probably can't remember. But yeah, so they played each other in like, I almost want to say like out of the past four weeks, they played each other three times, right? Because they had one, they were division rivals.
So and then playoffs.
And then they played each other in the wild card playoffs.
Wow.
It was crazy.
That is weird.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Who won the series?
I think it was the Chiefs.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly, it was the Chiefs. That was before, you know, Oakland got back to, I guess, form. It was right after their heyday in the 80s, and
mm-hmm.
And then I think Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen had just gotten traded, or whatnot. Bo Jackson was actually on, or excuse me, Marcus Allen was actually on the Chiefs, you know, after being traded from or maybe it was a free agent. Maybe, I don't know if he was traded or not. I think it was actually a free agency, Marcus Allen was. I'll have to look that up when Sports Plus Rep or whatnot. But anyways, back to basketball, my guy. Back to basketball. So Lakers and Pelicans, you and I already think that it's going to be a Denver Celtics finals. But, I mean, we'd be remiss if we didn't go through the series, you know, every series and break it down.
Yeah.
Lakers and Pelicans, we kind of talked about. I think the Lakers are going to emerge victoriously out of this. I know that Zion's playing out of his gourd right now. But again, like I just mentioned, it's some of the best basketball that I've seen Anthony Davis play in a while. And I think he can actually maybe use the whole like veteran mentality and the old head type of play skill set, you know, and maybe best Zion Williams in that skill set of his, right? LeBron, I think LeBron's going to be able to handle Brandon Ingram. I know Brandon Ingram is a you know, come on in the past couple of years as a really good scoring sensation and hell, one of the best players in the NBA. But it's the king. The king will find a way, man. Is hate him or love him, you can't deny his ability that he competes, especially in the playoffs, man. He is 100% playoff LeBron James and regular season LeBron James. I will always say they're just different people. 100%.
Dude, yeah, I think like maybe the most dominant playoff run from one guy that I've ever seen. It wasn't even the 2016 15 or 16 where he beat the Warriors. The 4-3. Well, I guess 3-1.
Hold on.
It was 16.
Are you sure that Kyrie didn't help him beat the Warriors?
Well, yeah, he did, of course. But yeah, okay.
Because I would argue that LeBron helped Kyrie.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, man.
Kyrie hit the shot, but LeBron had the block down. He had way more points than Kyrie in that game. He had more assists. He had more rebounds. No,
I'm talking about look at the series. Look at that total series.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant the
like
games.
They're not in the games that they're in without Kyrie Irving.
No, of course not. But no team, I mean, the Warriors had three badasses. And I don't know. I think it's so impressive.
They had the best team in the NBA, man. Like, you know, like that's like, I know that people, I'm one of these dudes, I will always say, you know, I got Jordan over LeBron just off the shit that I've seen Jordan be able to do.
Sure.
I've seen LeBron play too, and I've seen both of them play, and I can't deny the ability to put your team on the shoulder. Like, again, this is nothing against LeBron, but at the end of the game, like, Michael Jordan's taking the last shot. LeBron James is acquiescing to get his team into the best position to score to win the game, right? I will give that about LeBron James, is that he doesn't have the ego to actually have to take the last shot. But be that as it may, Michael Jordan's going to hit the damn last shot. You know what I mean? He's not missing the damn last shot. I can't remember a better clutch shooter than Michael Jordan. Now, the best shooter I've ever seen in my lifetime is the guy we're going to talk about in this next series, Steph Curry.
The Jordan LeBron thing real quick, though.
Go ahead. Absolutely. That's kind of rude of me to just open that discussion up and not give you a little bit of a voice.
You're right. Good, brother. I was just going to say, LeBron's hit like 30 buzzer beaters. Several.
Yeah, and clutch, crucial buzzer beater. I still remember the dagger that he hit
big against playoff games, like the ones against, like when he just destroyed the Raptors, like just dismantled their entire franchise in like two different series.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 16. I think it was the first series of the year they won it where he had two buzzer beaters against the Raptors in the same series.
Yeah, he's pretty damn phenomenal. I mean, instead of comparing
LeBron. That's what I don't like. He's more Magic than Jordan.
Yeah, he's a Magic Johnson comparison. But I mean, even then, like let's appreciate the fact that we've actually got to watch all these greats instead of just, you know, comparing like, which one's better.
Screw sure.
You know what I mean? Like they're on the Mount Rushmore of hoops. You know what I mean? Let's just be glad and fortunate that we've been able to watch the greatness. I remember watching Larry Bird live, but I don't remember watching like all the greatness that I see with the clips of Larry Bird. Like, you know, like all the highlights of Larry Bird being able to do his stuff, man. And look, it might have been fundamentally sound or whatnot, but he was schooling. Like, he was crossing up with left hands. He was going between legs and everything like that. Like, Larry could actually play, man. I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. He's a top 10 player.
I don't remember him being above the rim as much as I've seen clips of him above the rim either. You know, and maybe it's because I watched Larry in his declining years. I won't say his declining years because I remember the Celtics still winning, but I don't remember Larry being like, you know, it took me 3 weeks to figure out that I could be the best player in this league. Like, I don't remember that Larry.
Yeah,
that's not the Larry I remember, man. So, I know I got some years on me, but I'm remembering all these. I'm seeing all these clips and these highlights of all these greats, and I'm wondering if they could play in the league today. And there's a few, especially with like the rules changing. I think you absolutely could.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is though, is like people compare teams from like the 2016-17 Warriors with Durant. That's the best team ever. I don't want to hear any other team. I don't want to hear the Bulls. It doesn't matter.
You don't have the Bulls there.
You cannot beat that Warriors team in a series. You can't do it with Durant. You can't do it. It's impossible. You don't have enough guys to cover all them, man. Yeah. Even with Michael Jordan and friggin' Scottie Pippen.
Scottie couldn't guard KD.
probably, well, I mean, maybe he could, but like, then you have another option.
I was going to say, you putting Jordan on Steph, who's going to guard Klay?
Exactly. Yeah. Klay is just, I mean, I guess you could try to put Rodman out there on him, but like, I just think, and the way they play is just so revolutionary with just all the threes that I think they would just bury everybody and everybody would be like, I don't know how to stop
this. Has Steve Kerr been asked that question? I'm sure he has. He's had to have been asked.
Because he was on the Bulls teams. Yeah, right. I'm sure he has. I think he said the 16-17 Warriors would win. I think he said the team he coached would win. And I think he's right. He would know.
I think I got to agree with that. I think, the offensive scoring was just too much. I don't know. Jordan's lost before. You know what I mean? So
everybody's lost.
Jordan hadn't lost in the finals.
No, he didn't lose in the finals, but he didn't make.
He lost in the playoffs.
Yeah, he lost in the playoffs. That's what people say. They're like, he's 6-0 in the finals. LeBron's lost 6 times in the finals, and I was like, yeah, but he's been to the finals 10 times.
Yeah,
and won of them. So that's shut impressive. Up.
Warriors and Kings. Do the Kings got anything? Do the Kings got anything against the Warriors here? Or do you see the Warriors escaping and getting in? That's what I got.
I think the Kings win.
All right. So the Warriors don't even get in.
I don't think so. I mean, the problem with the Warriors is like all their best players now are rookies, like second year guys.
Yeah. Klay can't run.
Klay can't really run. Steph, but Draymond's washed up. I hope he doesn't hear that because he'll come beat me up. But
I mean, Draymond's watching this show. We're all right.
You just punched his monitor.
Hey, I'll take one in the face for Draymond watching this show.
I won't. You can do that though. He's a big guy.
I ain't got nothing up here. You know, Clark just ain't going. My hair just ain't going.
I'm wearing a helmet underneath this skin, dude. This is a thick skull under here. I barely have any brain. But yeah, no, I think that 16-17 Warriors team was just too good. Just the way that they move off ball, the way that they shoot three, just I don't see anybody beating them.
I'm with you there, man. I'm sitting here trying to read a little bit of the comments too, man. We got some baseball talk in the chat.
Yeah, you want to talk baseball? I mean,
we can get into it, man. We can get into a little bit of baseball. We got a lot of basketball to break down too. But yeah, dude. Yeah. And again, we got a whole season of baseball to talk about. You know, we're getting in the nitty gritty of basketball and whatnot. Hell, and hockey too, guys. I don't know if you guys are, fans of the ice, but the pond is frozen and rightly at the perfect time, man, because we got Lord Stanley in the playoffs getting ready to drop as well too. So anyways, that being said, let me tell you about audiovisual consultations. If you're watching, NHL or NBA or NFL news to get in, or you're watching a fresh season of baseball, you do it all with audiovisual consultations. 512-255-8678. That's avconsultations.com. Over the past 35 years, they've been setting the standard in audiovisual automation in the Austin, Central Texas area. So if you don't know what you want, go to the gallery of projects they have on their website, and then I guarantee you'll get an idea. If it's the two TVs that I got from, behind me, or the two arcade cabinets, or the Dream Theater system that I have downstairs, or hell, even the four TVs that BK has laid out at his house, man, it's all deadly with audiovisual consultations. 512-255-8678. That's avconsultations.com. All right. My guy, are you in? Did you follow any of the Rangers and Astros this past weekend?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, oh yeah, I forgot you're a Rangers fan. I see the hat. I don't have my glasses on. These damn spectacles.
Yeah, that sucked. That was terrible. And I work with a bunch of Astros fans. And we were like watching the game at work.
I mean, it's funny too. Like when I was listening to the game on the radio, as soon as Altuve hit it, they're just like, all right, and that's going to be the hit of the game and the home run of the game. And I'm like, Jesus, the game kind of just started here. Of course, Altuve got a second one, right? But it goes to show how much the Astros are struggling when they're giving away, like, hits of the game towards the first frames or the first couple of frames in a baseball game. Right? But they don't know if the run support's going to come anymore, man.
Of course, man.
But God, I mean, Alvarez, man. I mean,
That guy's Jordan. Like a Air Jordan.
It looks really good when the lumber's awake for Houston, but when they're not hitting, you I mean, clearly the problem is there, right? Because they're just not getting the support. They're not getting the outings that they need from the bullpen.
Yeah.
Or not even the bullpen, just their rotation too. So,
I mean, the Rangers pitching staff is also really banged up. DeGrom not pitching. I don't think he's going to pitch.
He's done for the season, right?
No, he's back in August, they think. I think he'll be back in August. That's what I've heard.
Because he's having TJ. Tommy John.
No, he had Tommy John like last year and is still recovering from it.
How long's the recovery process for TJ?
Like a year, I think.
We'll see if he gets it.
Maybe he's going to be here. I don't know. But
I could be wrong.
Scherzer's thrown again.
So, also, you know what I just read, too? I thought I saw that Shohei Ohtani isn't going to throw this year.
He's not. He's just hitting this year, though. He's killing it. He's hitting Tommy John. But you can still swing the bat, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how Tommy John works. I don't really know.
You're gonna have a damn train tracks going all up and down your elbow, man. That's not gonna rupture if you're swinging a damn baseball bat.
That's my thought, but like, I don't know. I don't know. Hey, man.
I'm not doc. I'm not giving you the shot.
I'm no doctor, sir.
But I played one in a TV series before.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Oh shit, before we get into baseball, we gotta get we didn't even talk about the East. That's how bad the East is.
Who cares?
We didn't give the East any love, dude.
It's the Celtics and everybody else.
The Celtics, yeah, for sure. All right, but we have to talk a little bit about the playoffs, quick, or the playoff games. Bulls and Hawks here. That's not the first game, but honestly, the intriguing game. I think the team that can actually make a run at this thing, if all stars align right. Is the 76ers that are going to be in the first game tomorrow. So,
yeah.
Look, again, we're kind of getting a little ahead of ourselves, but we got the Heat and the Bulls, or excuse me, we've got the Heat and the 76ers tomorrow. We also have the Bulls and the Hawks tomorrow as well. I like the 76ers to come out of this. Not only do I like the 76ers to get in here, I like the 76ers to make a run and contest the Boston Celtics here to see who's going to be going and representing the East for the NBA Finals.
Okay. I like that.
I mean, they feel like a team even when Embiid is there and you have Maxey and Embiid, right? I feel like this is a team that can make a run at this thing. And hell, I don't think Milwaukee's the second best team in the East anymore.
No, Doc is the coach.
Yeah, that hasn't worked in a long time.
Never worked. That worked once.
He's got that one championship he's still riding off of, dude. He's got that one championship.
That Tom Thibodeau won for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom Thibodeau ran that defense like a freaking Navy ship, and it worked.
How far do you think the 76ers can actually go, though? Like, I'm sitting here looking at...
It depends on their seeding. What's their seed?
If this thing plays out, right, they'll probably get the 7, and the 7 will be playing the Knicks. The Knicks has been playing sensational, man, but it's all... I mean...
If they get Embiid, is Embiid back, right? He's back, yeah?
Embiid's back, yeah. And Brunson, like, Brunson's been playing sensational, but how much can the Knicks continue to do this? Because we know how Thibodeau is in terms of wearing his team down with defense, right? Just the demand of the defense that Thibodeau plays, it's great, it works, but I mean, how long can it withstand? That's my question. Like
I think the Knicks will win that series just because there's so much more depth on the Knicks. They have so many high-level role players on that team.
Maxey versus Brunson. You'd like to think advantage of Brunson?
I like Brunson more, but I think Maxey's really good too.
Embiid's got Randall. Embiid has the check mark over Randall. Embiid will
eat Randall alive, but the rest of the squad, I think, works better for Philly. Works better in New York's favor, not Philly's.
See, I got Philly getting past the Knicks.
That's interesting. You should put some money on it. I bet you get good odds.
You think even with Embiid coming back now, though? That's the thing.
I bet you could get like plus 180 or
it won't be as sweet. It won't be as juicy as it would have been if I would have put it in 2 weeks ago.
Sure, yeah. But I don't know if you would have been able to 2 weeks
ago. Right. I don't think that's the thing. I don't think you could.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, out of the East, and once it break, once it does break down, here's the seedings one through my potential eight here that I'll say: Boston, New York, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Orlando, Indiana, and then when you get to the playing games, I do have Philadelphia in the seventh spot, and then I got Miami. I think Miami gets in, but hey, we saw Miami make the magic last year.
They're not going to happen this year.
They don't even have the personnel for it this year. Yeah.
No, my very good friend of mine, coworker, is a Miami Heat fan, and we were talking about this like last week, and he was like, "Yeah, we've made special runs, but not this year."
Just not going
to
happen.
I tend to trust his take. He's pretty unbiased about it.
Well, if you're going to make any special runs and you need to do so and you got to do it for a car, make sure you're doing it with Covert Bee Cave. And while we're at it, let's hear from our sponsors and friends over there at Covert Bee Cave.
Hi, I'm Dan Covert with my wife, Hayden. Welcome to Covert Bee Cave.
Our newest location in the gorgeous Hill Country includes Buick GMC, Cadillac Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and hundreds of pre-owned and certified vehicles for you to choose from. We have three service departments that are ready to take care of your car, truck, or SUV with 86 service bays to accommodate any repair and get you in and out quickly. Come visit us today to select the vehicle you've been dreaming about.
Covert, born and raised in Austin.
Yeah, my guy. So we're kind of in the, I guess, arena or market for looking for a new car.
Yeah. Nice.
We got three people that drive in this household. We only have two vehicles at the moment. We had three. The car that my son saved up for to purchase has already been put to the ringer, so to speak.
Happens with your first car typically.
Three wrecks in four. I mean, it was done basically in the first week, but he was able to kind of make it go as long as he could. Give it as much lifespan as he could, but I mean, he put that damn thing through the ringer.
Yeah, teenage boys are bad drivers.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, like, and I'll open this to chat too, right? Clearly I'm not getting him a new car, a new truck at all. A new truck, we don't do that. But he's been driving for a year and a half, or almost a year and a half, a little over a year. Been driving for a year, and he hasn't gotten in any incidents. Since the first week, right? Do we take him to get a used truck? Because that's what he wants. Birthday's coming up. But I mean, hell, dude, like, no one ever bought me a truck. Like, usually I had to work for the damn thing. But I mean, if I have a chance to kind of put him into a nice little truck, do we put the dude into a truck?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because here's why. What is the point of like working really hard to provide for your kids if you're not going to like give them a leg up? That's what I always think with my kids. Like, I'm going to buy my kids a car.
I'm still in the mindset of hard men make soft men or whatever.
I think it's different. I think it's like hard circumstances like make you not able to understand how you actually feel. You know, not to get too philosophical.
No, but I can get down with that. Oh, you're on something. You gonna write a book? Mm-hmm. You gonna write a book?
I have thought about it. I write articles all the time.
Hey, man, put a little haiku in there. Sprinkle a little haiku from time to time.
You can't haiku off the dome, brother. That's a tough one.
No,
it's a tough poem to haiku.
Go walk in the clouds. Go talk to our friend Ruse, man, and then go step into the clouds, and then go make some haikus with Ruse. Oh, I'm on to something here, man.
That's a show right there, baby.
Our friends at Pick Sports Gear. You see this paddle? Do you know why I fell on my ass? Is because I wasn't using this paddle. I went out there. I got myself a certified pickleball league paddle now, guys. USA approved. USA pickleball approved with Pick Sports Gear. You can only get it there. PIXSportsGear.com. I got this at Demo Days yesterday down at Boulden Acres. Am I saying that right? Boulden Acres?
Boulden
Acres. That's a French word. I had a guy that was with the last name of Boulden. Well, it's Boulden, right? It looks like Boulden, but it was actually Boldwin. He would throw a W in there for no reason. Yeah, I guess it's French. The French are always weird. But anyway,
so you get in a fight with me, dude. You put weird letters in your name, dude. I don't like that.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying?
Notre Dame,
sports
Notre
gear, Dame dude. Get me out there. You see me making that slice? You do it with picks, right? Picks is the like best out there, man. Crafted in Austin for Austinites, right? And if you want like a nice, cool, sleek 13-millimeter, so it's not weighting down your wrist or whatever, and you got the ergonomic shape and design. You also got, yeah, it's lightweight, and also it's got a design to have the wind go through there. You can, if you want to hold it and spin it like a damn rifle, you can do that too. You can do all kinds of things with this paddle, man. Not only do you look good, you feel good, but then you play good with Pix Sports Gear. PIXSportsGear.com. Get an awesome little cover and a paddle for it too. Telling you, man, you look good. Not only do you look good, like I say, you when you look good, you feel good, and then when you feel good, you play good, like Deion Sanders.
Deion.
I mean, we got about 10 minutes. Hell, man, not even that. Time flies when you're having fun.
I've been having a blast, dude. I love this.
Yeah, we got to get more than just an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got to do more than just an hour.
I think it's...
Right, so what do you want to talk about for the last 3 minutes? Any saved rounds that you got to get off?
Huh?
I said, what do you want to talk about for the last couple of minutes? Any saved rounds that you want to get off here that we didn't talk about, that we didn't discuss?
Yeah, I just want to say something really quick.
About Scheffler, two times.
Huh?
Scheffler, second time.
What a badass he is, man. He's one of the... He's going to go down as one of the best ever, dude. He is on an absolute roll right now, dude.
That's kind of like the predicament in the question, right? Like, hey, you know, everybody was talking about, you know, the fact that he could have been a dad, right? A newborn with his wife, you know, in Prager's or whatnot.
Yeah.
You get a call on like the 14th on the back nine or something like that. And, hey, you know, I'm getting ready to go into labor, you know, hurry up to the hospital or whatnot. What do you do, Keenan? Are you leaving that tee box?
Yeah.
Are you on there?
Yeah, I'm leaving.
You're leaving the tee box? I don't think I am. I don't
my
think
my wife,
I am.
Dude. I do whatever, for wifey, dude.
I would too, but think about it.
Maybe she would tell me to keep playing though. Just play.
Right, exactly. My wife would tell me to play for sure.
That's what
and then also, because think about what you're potentially giving up. Right, $20 million. $20 million for the purse. Not only that, endorsements. Your second green jacket. But I mean, but that's also maybe right, you know, what posed the question as well. You already got a green jacket, you know what I mean? Like that kind of takes away from a little bit of the pageantry, does it?
No. I think you're right. I think my wife would be like, no, play it out.
$20 million. I don't need this. I don't need you here. They got this.
I'm tough, dude. You go play.
I don't know, man. He is playing some of the best golf.
Unbelievable.
I didn't see it coming. And all the sharps, we talked about it on Thursday, right? You know, how Wednesday you saw all the sharps come with Scotty here. And then Buck, you know, did Buck lay something down? I didn't even ask Buck. Did Buck lay something down on Scheffler?
I don't know, but
he was talking about him, like he was hot on Scheffler at first, so.
My buddies finished second place in UT Calcutta for the Masters. They won like, you know what that is?
Yeah. How much did they win?
Like $20,000.
What a day. Oh,
it's a split between like three people.
What did first take home? 50?
More, like 80, 80 or 90, yeah. I mean, it's expensive to invest, though. It's like it's
who cares, man. If you get it right, that it doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it was like I hit when UConn won the Natty last week. I won $1,100.
That's my man. For what? What'd you put? Like a $5 ticket?
No, I put down a couple of futures bets, and then I won a couple of bracket pools, all because of UConn. I just picked UConn winning in every single possible thing because I was like, nobody's even going to be within 10 points of them in the tournament. And I was right. Dude, nobody won.
Like 13 points. They done just nothing but domination. Nobody, I mean, they beat every team by 13 points or better. Complete domination.
Yeah, 2 years in a row.
Complete domination.
Because I watched them last year and they were better this year. They won the Natty last year and I was still like, this team is still better even though they won.
No, you didn't miss the playoff talk, Jake. We only really got into the play-in games. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. I mean, we're still going to be able to break down. I mean, hell, we got 3 minutes. You want to break down Clippers and
Mavericks? Let's do it.
You won't have the opportunity to kind of,
you won't have the opportunity to do this for a little bit, man. So I'll give you, you know, I'll acquiesce to you, give you a little bit of a time to get your piece out, man.
Yeah, man.
By the way, we can find all your stuff on DraftPunk official.
DraftPunkOfficial.substack.com. Yes, sir. West Plains are generational. That is true. I think this is the first time Mavericks have played the Clippers where I like the Mavericks odds, because Clippers are older, man. They're not the same team they were in 2020. Zubats is older. He's not producing like he used to. Kawhi and Paul George are banged up all the time. James Harden is banged up all the time. They have Terrence Mann. He's a good player, but that whole team is old, and I think in a couple of years they're going to have to blow that entire thing up, and they have none of their picks because they traded all their picks and SGA for Paul George. So they're going to be a complete garbage franchise again. It's going to be really funny, especially after how cocky they got after like a couple
of years. Can you imagine trading SGA for Paul George?
No. No.
I mean,
they traded more than that. They gave him like four picks too.
Did we know how good
No, but who cares? Paul George isn't that good. I mean, he's good, but he's not. I don't know.
At the time, I would say he was probably a top 10 player.
Definitely. I don't even know. Maybe top 15. I'll give you top 15.
Yeah, but still, even at that, you know, statement, he was what, a support player, right? He's not a carrier. You know what
No.
I mean?
I agree.
I don't think even when he was at Indiana, he wasn't even in the role of carrying, he couldn't.
Yeah.
So
no, I agree with you.
Maybe that's too harsh. That's just what I observed.
It's sports, man. You gotta be harsh sometimes, you know.
Hey man, I'm not here to make friends. I got enough of them. So it sounded like my granddad. Sorry about that.
No, I love that. But yeah, overall, Mavs in 5 or 6.
All right. That's kind of where I'm at. I like the Mavs. CB says this is the only season or the only series that he's cheering for the Mavs. Why is that, CB? Are you
he's a Houston guy, right?
He roots in the Lakers?
Isn't he a Rockets fan? Aren't you a Rockets fan, CB?
Is he? I thought he was a Dallas dude. I didn't know. CB, are you? You're a San Antonio guy.
San Antonio guy. He's a Spurs fan. That's right. Yeah. It was pretty cool. I went to the Spurs Mavericks game a couple weeks ago. Got to see Wemby up close. I had seen him up close at Summer League this last summer when I went to Vegas for it, but what a freak.
He does not disappoint. He does not disappoint, man.
The thing with him is he can handle. He's 7'5". He can just handle. He can cross you over. He can shoot off pin down screens. He can shoot off the bounce. He can pass. It doesn't make sense, dude.
Has he had one of the best rookie seasons that you remember as an NBA
top
rookie?
Top five ever, for sure. Yeah.
Really?
Lucas is in there, too. Magic Johnson's is probably the best ever.
Jordan's
was really good. Yeah, LeBron's was really good. But I think probably the best ever was Magic Johnson's.
He
won finals MVP as a rookie.
Yeah, okay. That's all the accolade that I need.
He was playing point guard all year. They subbed him in at center for game 6 and 7, and he scored like 40 points. And they
made that's crazy. That's
no, they were like, this is the best. This might be the best player of all time by like his first year.
That's
like,
crazy.
This guy's going to change everything. Yeah. That's why he was so good for basketball. He helped save.
I despise the Mavs. Go Spurs, go. No, we got you there, CB. I was able to put it together, my guy. I was able to put it. God. With the resin coming out of my throat and my knee just kind of like flamed up. Dude, I can't believe
knee injury will get you.
All the time, my guy. All the time. What else? Oh, we didn't talk about Autograph. Our friends at Autograph, man. Congressman Tom Brady. Hey, you guys know the drill, man. You guys want to watch a show and get credit for it? Hey, man. Go ahead and click the link Autograph. Do what Rodney does. And then, you know, get credit for watching this show or whatnot. Make sure you click the link down there with autograph.com. Hey, it's all fun. It's all dandy. It's with Congressman Tom Brady, man. Make sure you click on Autograph and get credit for watching the show. I think I got all the sponsors out, my guy. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to have to go to like, you know, the damn, what do we got here? Do we got a Total Men's? I don't know who we have for. I know we got Relax the Back. I'm going to have to do something to help my back out. But my God, dude, get me out there on the damn pickleball court. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. Look, you guys are selling me short, though. The thing that I don't, we got to talk about the slice. The slice with the backspin.
Slice was nice.
I threw a couple of them out there. There was, you know, BK sit there and he attested to me having a decent game after we're, you know, falling down or whatnot and get back up. But they didn't take video. They're not showing the really good video. They're just showing the one where I embarrassed.
Took you out of context.
What's that?
It took you out of context.
Yeah, that's what they do. What usual media does, right?
Classic they media, man.
Classic yellow context. Journalism by BK right Gross. There.
I hate journalists, all of them.
Despise them. Despise them, man. What do you got going on for the rest of the day, my guy?
I'm off today. I work a tech gig most of the week, but today I'm just going to game and lay around. It's going to be great.
Nice. Just nothing but the show?
Just nothing but the show, baby.
We, so I've been putting mods into my computer. Like, I know we talked about it at the beginning of it. I've been going back since watched, and I don't want to give away any spoilers, all right? But watched the whole series of Fallout. And it just kind of like reinvigorated me wanting to play and go through the series.
Yeah, that's the best game ever.
It is. It's one of the best. Like Bethesda does a fantastic job with telling the lore of any title that they do. But I mean, the Fallout series is fantastic. I don't know if you're into Elden Ring or not, Elder Scrolls.
I beat Elder Scrolls like 2 or 3 years ago.
Starfield, you know, that new game that just came out with Starfield. Bethesda created and developed that.
Yeah.
They have a lot of really good titles, right? Fallout being one of them, one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's the best game. Fallout 3 is my favorite game ever, probably.
Fallout 3 is good, but I would have Fallout 2. I probably got Fallout 3 as like my fourth overall.
Interesting.
I got Fallout New Vegas. Fallout New Vegas is number one. That's just because of the lore. And then Fallout 4 is fantastic. Then I got Fallout 3 as third. Fallout 3 is third.
Fair enough.
But then the OG Fallout is legit. Fallout 2. Eh,
it's like an RPG though, isn't it? It's not.
Yeah, it's classic RPG.
Way different, yeah.
Classic RPG. But New Vegas is kind of like a mesh and a blend of an RPG, an action game, and an adventure game. Like, it's dope. It's absolutely sick. Like, and also, it's Vegas, man. It's the desolate lands of Vegas. And so I've been putting mods. I've been New Vegas.
What's last summer.
Huh? What'd you say?
I've been New Vegas last summer.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yeah, I love that.
So, and also, like, so if you know what I'm talking about, then you can go back and play it over and over again to try and get different storylines, right?
So many
now
different
ways. Now, when you put the mods in there, you get new textures. Oh, my God. That's the thing, too. Like, it doesn't look like a game that was built for Xbox 360. It looks like it's actually, you know, brand new meshes and brand new textures. I know I'm using stupid tech. You know,
no, I know what you mean. I'm a nerd too.
All the stuff that's in the game, man, it just looks fresh. It looks like it's all done in 4K. But you got to go through and put all these mods in. And I've been, instead of gaming, man, that's what I've been doing. I've been doing modifications basically the entire weekend just to play a game. So.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, I see Jordan, man. I see Jordan backstage. Let's pull him on. What you got, Jordan? What's up for the day, man? Welcome to the show. Welcome to, I guess, the end of Chaos Theory here. What do we got for It's Only an Hour?
You know, nothing planned. That's kind of how we do it. We just roll into it.
Free balls, baby. I love it.
Usually, I mean, we're going to talk recruiting, of course. This was the second weekend of the Dallas OT7 tournaments. They did them back to back. But I ended up missing yesterday, actually, because I just woke up feeling like shit, was sick. So ended up taking the day off, just stayed at home in bed most of the day. So not as much recruiting stuff as we would have had, but, you know, we're still going to talk recruiting. I'm sure Jeff will talk a lot of basketball when he comes in with Keenan, especially, you know, y'all are the portal guys. And y'all watch basketball. I'll casually watch a couple games here and there. So,
do you play pickleball at all, Jordan?
No pickleball.
You don't
no
play pickleball? Let me show you what your guy did over the weekend here.
Very impressive.
Look at this. Look at that backhand slice. But here is the most impressive. Oh my God! Damn. Let's see that. Oh,
damn! That's some athleticism.
That really is. Oh,
yeah. Matthews one more time in slow-mo. Look at that gut. That thing. Oh, my God. Jesus. Down he goes.
Yeah, you're better than me. If I did that to myself, the last thing I'd be doing was putting it on a live stream. But
Jordan, when you're an athlete, you leave it all on the court.
You let everybody see.
When you're an athlete, you leave it all out there on the court, my guy.
Yeah. No, I hopefully I'm far from showing off athleticism like that. How old are you, Wags?
43.
Okay. I got some time till I'm there.
Why? Till what? Did I move that bad? Is that why you're asking the question?
Nah, just slipping. Yeah, they're slipping on your own feet. You know, I don't know.
You didn't see it. It was the spin. She put a spin on the ball that threw me off. And when I went to go get the day, and there was a huge gust of wind that game.
Yeah.
And when the gust of wind hit it with the spin of the ball, it kind of just like, oh, there it goes. And the ergonomic shape of the paddle is what caught the wind.
You know what I mean? That is what happened. That's totally what happened. It wasn't you.
That's totally what happened. It wasn't the fact that I had two left feet or not.
No, not at all.
Yeah, man. Get on out there and play pickleball, man. Anybody want to play?
Yeah, no. Eventually, with me being a white guy, I'm bound to get into it eventually. You know what I'm saying? Like the chances are pretty damn high. But yeah, I'm probably gonna try to wait as long as I can to get into that. But I mean, look, like, I'm kind of surprised that wasn't a thing quicker than it was, because, like, I mean, it's the same rules as tennis, just on a condensed court, so you don't have to be as athletic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand the scoring system too much, but I know, like, you're not – so you see – you know the line that's – I'm not going to show the stupid video again, but you know the line that's up front? That's called the kitchen, I believe, and you're not allowed to be in the kitchen. You're not allowed to hit the ball while you're in the kitchen. You're not allowed to volley while you're in the kitchen, right? If the ball comes in and it's within the kitchen, you got to step up and let it bounce and then hit it back, the return serve. You can't actually volley, but outside of the kitchen, you can sit here and volley back and forth like ping pong or whatnot. So,
I don't know nothing about that. Uh-uh.
There's a lot of rules in pickleball that I don't have, but BK was trying to teach me yesterday. BK brought, that's the thing too, man. Like, Go to these events, sure, you know, go play your pickleball or whatnot. But if you don't go to the gym to meet women anymore, you go to the pickleball place to meet women. I'm telling you right now, man, it was a show, an absolute show.
Where did y'all go?
Bolden Acres, right off of South Lamar. They got one up right off of Breaker, but that's like a, it's like a Austin FC hangout or like an Austin FC like pregame type of spot or whatnot. But the one that we were at yesterday was the one right off of South Lamar. And it's scenery, my guy. It is absolute scenery.
It's really beautiful, yeah.
Yeah,
You would be shocked at what the demographic is that plays pickleball. I was thinking it was going to be for geriatrics. You know what I mean? And like people that, you know, need to do water aerobics. Nah, it's legit. I'm going to be playing pickleball almost every weekend.
Yeah.
Catch me on the circuit.
Yeah. The only pickleball place in DFW I can think of is the Chicken and Pickle in Grand Prairie. Have y'all heard of Chicken and Pickle?
What?
Y'all have.
I'm from Dallas.
Is that a sex move? The Chicken and Pickle?
Hey, I might fucking blow your mind here, Wag. So Chicken and Pickle, I'm pretty sure it's like a national chain. I don't think it's just that location in Grand Prairie. But basically, they have a bunch of pickleball courts, and it's like a big restaurant property. And you go and order your food. I think you get a buzzer or something, and then you go and pick it up when it's done. It's mostly chicken stuff, fried chicken stuff. I went there in the spring of 2022. I was up in Dallas for spring ball. That was when I still lived in Austin. And I ended up going to it with a couple of buddies to watch one of the Mavs Suns games. It was during that series in 2022. I remember we were on, it's a big ass building, big ass property. And I remember we went to the second floor because it was pretty packed with a bunch of Mavs fans for the game. And like, I'm just looking out the window and I'm like, yo, how the hell is this like business model going to work? Like, who the fuck is pulling up to eat fried chicken, watch some games, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to go play pickleball too. Because, like, there wasn't anyone on any of those courts at all during that time. And, like, I get it, you know, most people around the evening on a Thursday or whatever sure. would be there to watch the Mavs game. But I was just like, how the fuck is this going to work? How are they going to make money back?
Are they still in business? Property?
Whenever it's on, man, I'm new to Dallas, so I forget the road. But whatever road it is that cuts right through Grand Prairie, I'm pretty sure there's a toll on it too. It's right off that highway, and you'll see it. It's right next to the Epic area.
It's still in business. If Jake knows about it, it's still in business,
I was like, how is this going to work? And then, you know, pickleball has really blown up over the last 2 years. So I'm sure, you know, there's more and more locations. Like, there's no way with a restaurant like that. I don't know if innovative is the right word, but if a restaurant is innovative as that, like, there's no way someone in Austin isn't going to come up with the same exact thing or a similar thing, or they won't just get that location in Austin. So,
and it feels like there's multiple locations like that in Austin now that are just starting to pop up everywhere, or four or five at least now in the past year. So yeah, it's growing, man, and grow with our friends at PicksSportsGear.com. Thank you guys for letting me talk about Picks. I see Jeff in the background. Let's bring Jeff back onto the stage here, or onto the stage. What's up, Jeff? How you doing today?
Y'all talking about chicken and pickle?
We are.
Jordan just enlightened me with it.
I've been to the one in San Antonio. Last year, they did, you know, that Texas Fight Tour, the coaches spring speaking tour. That's where they had it in San Antonio. It was RT, Sark, Vic Schaefer. I think Jared Elliott might have stopped through. But yeah, that's where they had it. CDC's a big pickleball fan. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it kind of, I was with Jordan. I was like, all right. So this, like, a fried chicken place, like family.
Get CDC's ass out there on the court. Did you see my backspin, Jeff?
Your backspin?
All right. I'll pull this up one more time for Jeff here.
One last time. We got to see
one last time. All right. Now look, here we go. Boom. Look at that backspin.
That's a hellacious backhand, sir.
And watch this.
Not like that, though.
Well, yeah. Yeah. No. You lost your base, Wags. You lost your base.
Damn. Two wide feet. Wide stance, dude.
Pickleball might be the sport for me, just because, like, if everyone else is old, like, I'm not the most athletic guy, but, like, I've lost about 10, 15 pounds since I moved to Dallas. Like, I feel like I could compete pretty well. At least with the tape I just saw, I know I can compete with that.
Hey, look, come on, man. Give me some credit. You know, the fundamentals, Jim Tilbury, my coach, he would have been fantastically impressed with my backhand there. I'm hitting into your weakness. You're hitting into my strength. Remember that.
Looks like there's a lot of offensive line play that applies to pickleball.
Maybe.
Hey, maybe we do a Texas Sports Unfiltered pickleball tournament.
Now you're cooking. You see my lateral movement, though? My lateral movement's still good. Still got it. I got to get out of here, guys. I got a meeting to go to in like 15 minutes. So you guys have a great day, man.
I'll see everybody.
Thank you for chopping up with me, bro. I appreciate you, man. Everybody have a great day. Thanks for watching Chaos Theory. It's time for It's Only an Hour, man. Enjoy the show.
Yep. Wags, Keenan, thank you guys. Appreciate the work. Fellas,
all right. Good show, guys.